We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Shelter Insurance, ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. And by Coca-Cola, no matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
But you have to guard and got to help out on those like
Reeves
that.
Back to Gibson for a good look from three. Got it! Mo Gibson from deep.
So
that's the
glad.
First Sooner three tonight. Williams slips, keeps the dribble. Off to Harmon. Davion's got an open look for three. They need it, and they got it. Harmon from deep.
Great warm-up. Watch Davion shoot 10 or 12 jumpers in a row. All of them look really good, just like that one, pure.
It is over in Norman. Texas Tech wins it tonight. This is the theme of the early Big 12 season. No crowds this year, very little crowds. Road teams are having much more success. Another road victory tonight, 69-67. And boy, pretty apropos how it finished, Kevin. I'd have to go back and watch, but I bet OU had somewhere between 10 and 15 possessions in the second half where they could have either tied it or taken the lead with a bucket, including that last attempt there by Austin Reeves, and just could not get the one they needed to get over the top.
Well, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, I said that you learn a lot from games like this because it's so many possessions and so many different chances that you can make plays and that you just you don't see it when you're in the action, but you learn from it the next day. And, you know, you'd rather learn from a win. But, man, there was a lot of opportunities out there. I love the fact that, you know, Victor Walker came in and played great and did a lot of good things out there. So I think the Sooners have a lot they can build on, but man, what a tough way to lose a game at home.
I'll tell you where this could be a very valuable game for them on down the line if they can turn it into that is Brady had two tonight. He wasn't even in the game at the end. He just didn't have it. He could not get it to go. He got the flagrant foul, which how costly did that end up being in the end? And Austin Reeves scored 13 points, but a lot of that came late. He wasn't his normal offensive self. And the other guys had to do it against a top 15 team in the country tonight. And they did. I mean, they went toe-to-toe with them without Manic and Reeves. And you need those guys to jump back in. But this has to be a huge confidence lift for guys like Victor Walker and Jalen Hill and Emoja Gibson and Davion Harmon and Elijah Harkless, who played some big minutes tonight, who needed to needed to help out their stars, and they did it tonight.
Well, don't forget, Alondis Williams got in foul trouble the first 2 minutes of the ball game.
That's right.
First 2 minutes, he sat for 18 minutes of the first half, and then he came in, you know, in the second half and tried to, you know, contribute in the best way he could. But, yeah, there was a lot of guys that we could say, you know, hey, if this guy was in, if that guy was on his game and whatnot. But you're right, there's a lot of players that got a lot of good minutes and a lot of good looks out there today.
All right, it's been texted. We'll hear from Alondis Williams coming up here soon. I'll ask our producer back in studio, Levi Yoder. He's not on the line yet, correct? Okay, so we'll take a break. We'll get Alondis Williams during this timeout. We'll hear from him. Final stats, scoreboard, Lon Kruger all coming up. Sooners fall tonight 69-67. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Visit shelterinsurance.com to find an agent to help you pick a policy that's right for you. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Fourth assist for McClung. Reeves, skip pass Harmon. Another open three. Look, bam! Two in a row for Davion from deep. Harmon drives left. Down the lane, stops, pivots, bounce low. Quet layup, good! It's a one-point game!
Great find by Davion, and Kerr is playing along that baseline similar to Silva in the first half.
It's time for the Bud Light post-game show. Bud Light, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
69-67, Tech wins it tonight. We go live to the Sooner locker room. We're joined by Alondis Williams. 5 points tonight for Alondis. Alondis, boy, let's start at the end. Take me through that final sequence as you saw it, and obviously you guys executed well on the missed free throw plan there.
Man, it was rough seeing it come out, but – next time we going to be ready. We ain't going to be in that situation no more. So,
give me your impression of the game overall tonight, Alondis.
It was a real tough game. Like, it was going both ways. The ref was really letting us play. So that was the good thing about it. But we just got to be more stronger on the offensive side, and then we'll be good.
Frustration for you, I'm sure, in the first half, getting those two quick fouls. How hard is it to, you know, sit over there and watch and stay engaged?
It made me mad because I put myself in a situation to put my team down because I wanted to be able to help them in any type of way that they needed me to help them. And apparently I wasn't because I was on the sideline, but, you know, my energy on the sideline still made them push and push and push. So that was the good thing about me being on the sideline.
Last question, Alondis, we'll let you go, and thanks for your patience. We appreciate it. You want to win. You don't want to be learning lessons and losses, but for Brady to have an off night and Austin to not, you know, be at his normal scoring level for most of the night tonight, the rest of you guys against a top 15 team had to step up and did. That's got to be kind of a silver lining coming out of this for you.
Yeah, that's a real good thing right there that you see that the key players on the team had a bad game and we still was, like, close, you know. So at the end of the day, like, that's how you know we got a lot of progress going on around this team and we got a lot of good people on this team.
Alondis, thanks for your time. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you on January 2nd against West Virginia.
Yep, you too.
All right, there you go. Alondis Williams, 69-67. Let's turn it right back around. Another quick break. We got Lon Kruger coming up. We'll look at the final stats as well. Texas Tech wins it tonight by 2. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year because I called the pros.
I am calling State Farm. Hey. I gotta make a phone call.
We got that coverage here. Protect your car and home.
I am calling State Farm. Hey. I gotta make a phone call.
You can just call now. Use a little bit of great race with a little bit of great jam. Look at my quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health, the future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
Has it felt like life stood still this year, except for your worsening knee pain? If you've put off that joint replacement you need, now is the time. Mercy's joint replacement experts are ready to safely replace your knee so you can get back in motion. Get a free guide to knee replacement at mercy.net/OU knee. Visit mercy.net/OU knee for your free guide. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Catches it, the spin move, drop step to the baseline. He's laying a jam.
Steps back for three. Nailed it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Count it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics. When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Harkless at half court. He'll set up the JUCO transfer, crossover, drive, float, good! Harkless! It's a one-point game again. Sooners down four, posted up. Jalen Hill's got it now, faces up, jab step. Jalen into the paint, turn around, dump low, a Walker, up and under, got it! Would have counted anyway. They grabbed the rim, but it went in. Victor Walker, good game tonight. Your StubHub move of the game. StubHub is your ticket out, the official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of OU Athletics. Toby and Kevin back with you courtside. Good game tonight. Boy, a physical Big 12 football game, basically, between OU and Texas Tech. Two guys fouled out. There was bad blood. There was a flagrant foul at one point. That might have been the lightest foul of the night, was the flagrant foul on Brady Manick. But it was it wasn't back and forth, but it was a tight game the entire way. Oklahoma could not make the putback. Austin Reeves had a chance at the buzzer to send it to overtime and missed, and they fall tonight 69-67. We got Lon Kruger coming up in just a second, just a bit. Let's take a look at the final stats first. We'll start with OU. Three in double figures. Davion Harmon, a team-high 17 points tonight. He hit both of his three-point tries. Austin Reeves, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Austin, though, just 4 of 14 shooting in the game. Mosia Gibson had 11 points tonight. He hit 3 threes, including a big one there in the final minute. He was 3 of 6 from downtown. Victor Walker off the bench, sensational. 8 points, 10 rebounds, 6 of those on the offensive end. He drew 6 fouls tonight and had 2 steals as well. Elijah Harkless, some good minutes, 4 points for him. 5 for Jalen Hill. Hill also had 6 rebounds. Brady Manick probably had his worst game in a Sooner uniform tonight, and I think Brady would tell you that. 2 points. He was 1 of 7 shooting. He only took 1 three-pointer in the game and missed it. He had 3 turnovers tonight as well, but Brady did block 3 shots. And Kirk Weth only played 10 minutes. He had 2 points. Texas Tech led by Terrence Shannon's 21 points, hit a couple of threes. Big guy Marcus Santos Silva, 18 points, 7 rebounds. He was big for them tonight.
He really was, Toby. He's a guy that, you know, he got loose in the first half, and I just thought the Sooners just didn't have the connection with him along the baseline. The second half, much better job on him, but, you know, you can't let a guy go off 6 of 7 from the field and 12 points in the first half alone. I mean, that kind of gets you in an 8-point hole right there at halftime all by itself.
Mac McClung hit the biggest shot of the night, and it might have been the toughest shot of the night for Tech, that up and under from the left side with English in the final minute to push a 2-point game to 4. He had 16 points tonight, 4 assists. He was 0 for 4 from 3-point range. They got 6 from Jamarius Burton, 5 from Namari Burnett, and 3 from Kyler Edwards. Sooners were a plus 7 on the glass tonight. That is a category that has been improving for them.
We'll give a lot of the credit to Jalen Hill, Victor Walker. Those guys kept balls alive multiple times, and then they went up and snagged them when they needed to on the defensive end. Those two guys, this is valuable minutes for some young players that need to improve and continue to get better.
Shooting numbers tonight for Oklahoma, 41% from the field, 22 of 54, 40% from 3, 6 of 15, and the worst free throw shooting night of the year for the Sooners. That's a category that will haunt them tonight. They were 17 of 27 in a 2-point game. The best free throw shooting team of the Big 12 missed 10 tonight. And was it 2 or 3 of those? 2 of them was from Austin Reeves. And, of course, a Walker had a chance to tie it there at the end and missed the first. Texas Tech, 49% from the field, 28 of 57. Just 4 of 14 from deep, 29%. And they were 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Off turnovers, OU outscored them 16-11. In the paint, Tech doubled them up 40-20. Second chance points, OU had 7 and only gave up 2. Fast break points has been a very good category for OU this year. They outscored Tech on fast breaks tonight 18-7, and the Sooner bench outscored the Red Raider bench 28-8. But the final score in favor of the visitors, 69-67. We'll take our final postgame timeout. Lon Kruger and a look at the scoreboard coming up before we wrap it up here in Norman. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Sister Companies Physical Therapy Central and Red Bud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With over 45 convenient locations across Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and beyond, contact ptcentral.org and redbudpt.com today. Physical Therapy Central and Red Bud Physical Therapy, proud sponsors of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
Pizza Hut has put a full court press on your game day needs. Let us feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes. Start with two oven fresh, one topping medium pizzas. Then add either five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings, or go wild and add a third medium one topping pizza. Finding yourself in more of a one-on-one situation? Then our $10 taste maker is for you. Order a large three topping pizza for just $10. Select either of our contactless options. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO. Obvious News! A study says that soft talkers do not make great radio personalities. We asked local librarian Steve Sage about this, and here's what he said.
Honestly, I don't buy it. I think I make very captivating radio.
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to manage your policy with the GEICO app. So switching is a really smart decision. How does Steve feel about this?
I love the GEICO app. I use it all the time.
That's Obvious News from GEICO. Obvious News!
Gotta hurry. Reeves down the right wing. Fades. Pump fake. Shoots a three. Got it. 6.9 to go. 1 point game. Reeves a three-pointer. A Walker second. 2.8 seconds left. Down two. Line drive around and off. Tip by Hildo. Tip again. Layup Reeves. Oh, he missed it. Oh, he had it at the buzzer. At point blank range. Austin Reeves had the offensive rebound and the putback to send it to overtime, and he threw it up too hard. And Texas Tech wins it. Wow! 69-67.
This is the Bud Light post-game show. Whenever there's a Sooner games to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly.
Time for our post-game interview with Lon Kruger, brought to you by OU Health. Coach joins us live from the locker room now. Oh, my goodness, Coach. I don't think my heart has stopped racing. What a finish. I guess just give us your overall view of the game tonight.
Yeah, Toby, it was a tough battle. They seemed to have a little bit of a margin throughout the ball game. Didn't think we played aggressively in the first half as we did in the second half. Bounced back in the second half, played much better. Certainly a disappointing loss, but there will be a lot of games. They come down to the wire in the Big 12. All the teams are so good, and certainly disappointing not to get this one in the right column, but we'll bounce back. We'll learn from this. And I thought some guys did a great job. I thought Davion was terrific. Victor and Jalen off the bench were fantastic. We know Kerr, we know Brady, you know, are going to have better nights, and they'll bounce back. Again, it's a group that will keep getting better, and as disappointing as it is, we've got to learn and get better each week in this league.
Coach, you mentioned Victor Walker and Jalen Hill. I mean, how important is it to have, you know, big-time contributions from those two young guys in games like this?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. That activity, you know, the strength of the rebounds, you know, their aggressiveness to the ball, loose balls on the boards, it's huge. We need more of that as a group. You know, we talk about being more physical, being more aggressive, and those two bring that. So we need more of that from them and everyone else as well.
Well, I'd throw Elijah Harkless in there a little bit tonight too, Coach. It seems like you have found a lineup there that you can go to that can really ramp it up defensively when you need to.
That's a good point. Elijah is going to get better and better. He's going to get more comfortable. Again, only been in three ball games, and each game he's gotten a little bit more comfortable. And, yeah, he'll come out of the break feeling better. He's a good player. He's a good player and just needs to get a little bit, get his feet under him a little bit more and needs some reps in practice. But, yeah, he'll be a big key for us.
What'd you say to Brady tonight, Coach?
Yeah, just keep your head up. You know, those are shots that we know he's made. He's going to continue to make. You know, he's got to understand, and he does, that people aren't going to give him open threes. They're going to stay into his body, and he's got to be able to go into the post with those smaller guys and make them pay for it. And generally he does. Tonight, wasn't able to get him down, but he will. You know, Brady bouncing back is not a big concern.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the other side when West Virginia rolls into town.
Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Kev. Same to you.
All right, there you go. Lon Kruger, 69-67. The final tonight. Our postgame interview is presented by OU Health. The future of health is here. That final sequence, our OG&E power play of the game tonight. OG&E, we energize life. Before we get out of here, let's look at the UPS scoreboard on this Tuesday night. We've got a little of everything for you. The other Big 12 game has about 6 minutes to go till halftime tonight. Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, third-ranked Kansas, leading seventh-ranked West Virginia, 30-25. Couple of bowl games today. Nevada wins the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, 38-27 over Tulane. And late third quarter, BYU stomping UCF in the Boca Raton Bowl, 49-10. And it was opening night of the NBA. It is opening night of the NBA tonight. The Nets beat the Warriors. That's the new-look Nets with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, 125-99. Clippers and Lakers will tip off here in about a half hour. Learn how you can take your business to the top with UPS. Visit ups.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. Let's take a look now at upcoming Sooner events brought to you by Kincaid Coach. 11 days now, Kevin, until they play again. The Sooners not back on the court until January 2nd. Another home Big 12 game against West Virginia. In this weird year, we got another weird gap here between games.
Well, you got West Virginia coming, another weird game, but a weird year. But I'll tell you what, it's another ranked opponent on your home floor. And, you know, falling short tonight doesn't really concern me because, you know, you win and lose some games. But I think this one can really propel you into the next one. You may see this Sooner group come out, you know, and they got to play better. They got to play better, no question about it. But if they can come out and do some of those things and fix some of those things, especially along the baseline with Derek Culver and West Virginia, those bigs that they have, I mean, that could really get these guys moving in the right direction. So this was an okay game to have, especially leading into that one, because you get to learn a lot about yourself.
Take the physicality of this one and ratchet it up. Oscar Tshiebwe and Derek Culver come to town, and they're shooting the ball this year too. West Virginia's got a squad.
Yep.
That's January 2nd. Before that, of course, the Cotton Bowl down in Dallas on December 30th. It'll be OU and Florida in that one. We look forward to that. Let's look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to Kevin Henry, Drake Dykin, our producer back in studio tonight, Levi Yoder. Final score one final time from the Lloyd Noble Center. It was Texas Tech 69 and Oklahoma 67. Until we meet again down in Arlington for the Cotton Bowl, this is Toby Rowland saying, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.